From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Syria says it's ready for peace talks. Syria's Foreign Minister Waleed Mualim says his country is willing to participate in talks held in Geneva without any foreign interference, although he did not explain what that means. He spoke Thursday in Beijing and said the Syrian delegation will be ready as soon as it receives a list of opposition representatives to the peace negotiations. The announcement comes almost a week after the UN Security Council approved an international plan for a peace process to end the civil war in Syria. Iraqi forces are battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi as they fight to retake the key city they lost 7 months ago to the extremist group. The UN food program continues providing aid to Iraqi families internally displaced by the fighting. Many are Yazidi women who fled Mount Sinjar last year. Marwa Awad is a food program spokesperson.
The psychological pain and suffering that these women have gone through is beyond description, and WFP is doing its best by providing food to these families to ensure that they have the necessary nutrition to keep going.
The UN agency is assisting about 20,000 people living on and around Mount Sinjar. The United Nations says a decision by the Central African Republic to postpone next week's elections by 3 days is not a setback for the struggling country. The UN spokesman says the UN peacekeeping mission will help authorities distribute ballots and back CAR forces with security. Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas by celebrating a Christmas Eve Mass Thursday at St. Peter's Basilica. The Pope rebuked in his homily what he called society's intoxication with consumerism, pleasure, and abundance. This is VOA News.